This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A Canadian winter may sound like a pretty unfriendly setting in which to grow fruits and vegetables, but it turns out you can get local tomatoes in February, even in Montreal, thanks to a growing greenhouse agriculture industry. And those vegetables are going to be fresh, yes, but how green are they? Emma Jacobs has more for Montreal.
Tomato vines towered over Lauren Rathmel's head a few months ago in her newest greenhouse. Ventilation fans whirred above the large space, 4 stories off the ground, on a warehouse near Montreal's airport. Rathmel and her husband created their company, Lufa, in 2011 to avoid having to ship produce across the continent.
We try and pick just what's needed for that day's baskets. It's better for taste, it's better for quality, and it means no waste in the end as well.
While greenhouses require a lot of energy this far north, Rathmel says the rooftop locations can cut winter power needs in half.
We benefit by just passively receiving the heat rather than being on a cold ground level in wintertime.
Even without the shipping, it's still pretty difficult to grow greenhouse produce in cold climates using less energy than outdoors. That's according to Mark Lefsrud, professor of bioresource engineering at McGill University. But he says there's been a lot of new research to develop more efficient greenhouse technology, especially in the cannabis industry.
They've had very deep pockets, and once you're into the Silicon Valley kind of funding people, then it kind of has opened up a lot of worlds.
Lefsrud says environmental pressures are also making local growers better able to compete on price with what's grown out west.
The big swings due to climate change, California, wildfires, lack of water, etc., that these prices start to swing quite a bit.
This spring, Rathmel says Lufa's demand doubled when people wanted groceries delivered. Bram Levinson, a customer, says he's willing to pay Lufa a little more than he pays at the grocery store to get fresh, local produce.
It's not always the easiest thing to do, considering we live in Siberia for 7 months out of the year, but it does matter.
There are some things it may never make sense to grow here. Lufa's team tried out bananas once for fun and did get fruit, but it took a year and a half. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.